about 10:30 or so.
You can't get him till.
Was this at your house?
Yeah. I went to make coffee this morning and I held the pot up and you couldn't see through the water. Because it had been off.
Romans 7. Dang. We studied through verse 12 yesterday. Just to reread a couple verses in 11. For sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear or be revealed, working death in me, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. This is the that bright line of separation. This is the dividing point between carnality and spirit. Because unless you know that the purpose of the law was to reveal sin, and that sin, when it's completed its work, reveals death, then none of the rest of the Bible can be understood. Man, what happened? Let's close the doors. This is weird. It's
in. Yeah. It happens to me every morning. So just before you said what you said, I had a thing that this is like the middle of the teeter totter. It's like this is what divides it perfectly. It's everything rests at this point.
This is the thing that I think you said yesterday. Well, where else? Who else teaches this? Where else?
And excuse me, but I was thinking about, I made that comment, I was thinking about it later. That comment it didn't mean, wow, we know something and nobody else knows it. Or, wow, you're teaching something and you're so brilliant because you're teaching it. By that statement, I meant it's astounding to me that the truth could be here and in this book and available to everyone and not be seen or heard. It's just amazing.
It's like the parable of see and not understand, hear and not comprehend.
But I have a feeling that that's a little bit of a picture of at some point we'll all go, holy crap, he was here the whole time.
Well, hopefully that we've done that already. That's why we know that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. We're not waiting for anything to happen.
Hopefully the way is to point that out.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Paul uses three words to describe man. He uses the word psychikos, which means it's natural man, or Adam. And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So that's all talking about the natural man. Psychitos, however you pronounce it. Let's go to another one. Chapter 15. Verse 35. But some will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool. Actually, literal translation is, thou madman. That which thou sowest is not made alive or quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance be of wheat, or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, and another flesh of beast, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So again, natural is psychitos, that can't know anything about true spirituality. They can only know about sensory perception. And then there's another word that's used for man, of the carnal man, and that's the word sarkinos. And it's one who claims the name of God without the cross. Stay in 1 Corinthians, go to 1 Corinthians 3. And I, brethren, chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now the word carnal there is just sarkinos, which means of the flesh. You claim to be a believer, and you think you're a believer, and you pray and all that, but you're still carnal. You're of the flesh. Okay? Let's go back to Romans. It's again in Romans 8. Verse verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, what we're just studying, the sarx, that they call babe, or to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So that they are in the flesh, or carnal, cannot please God. It's impossible. So as long as you are making your judgments about life in the next moment, based on sensory perception, you can claim you're a believer until hell freezes over, but you cannot please God because you're yet in the flesh. So there's the natural man, which is obvious, then the carnal man, which is that which is trying to be a believer but isn't, according to the truth, and then the spiritual man.
So we're talking about religion versus spirit. Carnal man can only be religious.
And they can only talk about, they speak of the world and the world heareth them. Yeah. And they have all kinds of plans and programs and activities. And
it sounds good because they use God's name instead of Jesus.
Okay, then the spiritual man is pneumaticos instead of sucha, which is, or but it's of the wind, or pneumaticos. And let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. We just read, but we go down to verse 15. But he that is spiritual, pneumaticos, judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So that's a pretty big deal here. These three ways that Paul uses to describe man. Natural, psychitos, plain old ordinary men. Carnal, sarkinos. We all know what carnality does. And spiritual, pneumaticos. We have no idea what pneumaticos does. Now, let's look at a couple other places.
What does it mean to say, he that is spiritual judgeth all things?
You see correctly. You discern all things, yeah.
Not judging.
No. This isn't katakrino. This is krino, discerning. Judging down is kata krino. Discerning is krino. Now,
it's one spirit. So, I mean, there's only one who is spiritual.
Yeah. So, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Well, stay again in 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians 15 again. And so it is written in verse 45, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. He was he was born innocent. He had no self-awareness. And what would happen, the intent was, and according to God's justice, he would transform that innocence into holiness by a series of afflictions if he remained under. So he was made in the image of God, which was Selam, the container of God, but he was to be transformed into the likeness of God, the same stuff, Jesus Christ. Now, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit, a life-giving pneumaticos. Albeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. Now, that's not first in time. It's this idea about You have to go through the flesh to see that it's to end, to get to the end of it before you can get to the spirit. As long as you think that flesh is going to change vis-a-vis some relationship with God, then you're still what the scriptures call carnal. And that's not a good thing. That's a stupid thing, because in that state, you cannot please God. Everybody understand this? The three.
And you're putting yourself in prison and saying this is good.
Oh yeah, and then you have to be a hypocrite. Because you have to have all three leavens to be carnal. You have to have the leaven of the Pharisees, because you can't let anybody really know what's going on in you. You have to have the leaven of the Sadducees, because you don't really believe in the power of God to deal with anything. So you have a form of godliness but deny his efficacy. And then and you have to have the leaven of Herod, because the only thing you can see is lack. Therefore, all you can see is something needs to change. And you have to make oaths and promises and goals and agendas, because that's all that the carnal man can do. And so you have to, your life is made up of this series of things to do. And that's why the scriptures say that to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. And so all that can happen if you're carnal is you get more and more weight on you, more and more debt. Anybody know what I'm talking about by experience?
I've seen people do that.
That thing you just went through about the three leavens, that's the description of man after the fall. That's the fall. Man was created innocent and then received leaven into himself and fell.
Amen. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's all. He doesn't need your help. He needs your emptiness. I heard, again, I'm going to quit watching Hagee, but Hagee made just a total error last night. He was preaching about power. And he said, he gets right. He said, it's the Greek word dunamis. And it means that's where we get the word dynamite. And he's doing all this through the dynamite. And that's not where we get the word dynamite. We get the word dynamite from dynamo. It's, dunamis is something totally different. But he did a whole sermon. It's like, by his stripes we are healed. You remember that?
I was just thinking how funny this is, that the carnal man hears this and agrees with it and tries to fit it into his religion. I speak from one who knows.
Well, when you speak like that, I would that you would not objectify it.
What does that mean?
The carnal man does this.
The Gary man.
Well, you sort of did. You sort of got an out at the end.
I kind of pushed it in place.
Kind of.
It'd be nice to be 65.
It'll be a long time. No, it's an amazing phenomena that the secret of life, the carnal man, takes it, all right, me, and tries to make it his religion and be acceptable.
Oh, the carnal man is endlessly fascinating.
And he has really sweet thoughts.
So actually, well, all it does is energize leaven. The reaction to the preaching is guilt and hiding and.
Well, all it does is
death and more to do and.
It raises the evil one from this deadly head wound. So then you think that there's something special about this place.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, there's something special about it.
As is the earthy, such is they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such is they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, so shall we also bear the image of the heavenly. And now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be transfigured in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed or transfigured. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this natural must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is now swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. That's when one reads the law. Or else they read it and don't understand it. See, all this, it all kind of fits, doesn't it?
Amazing.
All right, let's go to 1 John chapter 4. What's going on, Gary? Gary? What's going on?
No, I slipped out to my first job.
Because it's a debt.
I had to get
money. Yeah, it's a debt. In this state, in the state without debt, without weight, then he, in order to maintain his integrity, he must meet your need. Not your want, your need. He must give you the desire of your heart. He must give you 100% peace of mind that never varies.
Either that or he's a liar.
So you cannot ever afford to leave that position in the name of something you have to do. Because the minute you leave it, and it sounds so righteous to leave it because you've got this stuff. And that's why, you know, you've seen me do it for 35 years. I mean, I can tell when somebody leaves. And it's because I feel the something leave the room. I mean, it's just like...
It's hard to fool you, dude.
See, in my Bible study, I sense when people show up.
Hey!
What's really here? Have you been here all night?
Beloved, believe not every spirit. 1 John 4. Believe not every spirit. Believe not every thought. Don't let every one of those little spirits take you away from the now. Amen? Because many false prophets are gone on into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. If he is come in the flesh, then every need is met. Every desire of your heart is fulfilled. You have absolutely, it's impossible for you to be anxious about anything. That's why the constant, my exhortation to Harry is, why is your countenance fallen? Because it's just goofy. Or to Ronnie, why has your countenance fallen?
Unbelief.
Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist where you have heard that it should come, and even now is already in the world. You are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know you the Spirit, know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. It's the most arrogant statement ever made. But it's so obvious it didn't even need to be said. So that's probably enough for this morning. But remember these three states that Paul gives to man. The natural man, which is totally lost. The carnal man, which is just insane, stupid. And the spiritual man, which is totally free. Amen?
Your rod's here.
What's he talking about?
Ambulance.
What?
Ambulance just pulled up.
For me?
Yeah.
Right. At night when I hear the sirens, I look up to see if they're coming to your house.
God.
I do.
Yeah,
you
look evil.
Mm-hmm. I need to meet with. Are you around today? Can you meet with me and Harry at the office about 9:15?
How about 9:20?
Well, we have to. All right.
I should see if the room's booked.
You have to check your calendar.
Just the room. I don't know if anybody's using the room.
We have to check to see whether you have any appointments.
I know. I don't.
Take a big guy.